SA Diary.
And this morning we're going to be highlighting the work of Relate Bracelets, an organization that has been around for a number of years, supporting over 100 local and global causes. And its CEO, Neil Robinson, just returning from a trade and investment mission to the UK with Wescro, as well as the Western Cape Ministry of Economic Opportunities. Neil Robinson, welcome back home. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Africa. Thanks for having me.
How did you end up being invited on this trip, and what was the purpose of Relate being on this trip?
Well, part of our strategy is to grow our brand internationally, and the US and the UK markets are obviously scale markets for us. And we tied up with Wescro a number of months ago on a couple of, I suppose, trade and operational issues around duties and sort of trade arrangements based on Brexit and Trump getting into the US. And we got to chat, and that's how it turned out, really. And literally a couple of weeks ago, I was privileged to go with a couple of other companies to the UK with Minister Wendy and Tim Harris, the CEO, to foster potential business relationships and arrangements. And it proved to be quite a successful trip, met quite a few people, and we hopefully will get some business out of it. That's the real long and short of it.
And it's important for your business, and I mean, perhaps enlightened listeners who might not be aware of what your business model is and why you exist, but it's important for your business because the bulk of your market surely resides overseas.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more opportunities we create internationally with a scale there, the more jobs we create in the Western Cape, which is our number one philosophy. I mean, the reason why our business was started was to create jobs for the underprivileged. And given the fact that the UK, the US, Australia, etc., have massive tax bases in terms of their consumers, the commercial opportunities are huge there. But the market's just, it's a mature market. It's used to philanthropy on a big scale. And I'll just give you an example. I mean, the US has got about 280 million taxpayers. South Africa's got six or seven million taxpayers. So you can see the vast difference already. So when you're talking about big numbers, big scale, you're talking about big job creation in South Africa. And that's really what Relate's about, is creating jobs for the underprivileged and the disadvantaged, and helping them, I suppose, from an opportunity point of view, from a social point of view, from an economic point of view. There are many, many different good reasons why, you know, international must work for us. I mean, already we've got about 22% of our business offshore, which in turn creates those jobs in the local communities, as I said.
And how do you go about creating those jobs, Neil?
So, you know, we're a non-for-profit social enterprise. We operate as a business, and we try and make as much money as we can to give it away. So we don't take donations. We never have. It's a weird thing for a non-for-profit. But we'd rather say, give us the opportunity to make products, be it a bracelet, be it something else. We do other products now. And it creates that dignity, that empowerment that people are missing. People sometimes don't realize what a job means to someone. I mean, we have a massive unemployment problem, as we all know, in this country. I mean, youth unemployment sits at about 60%, we understand. And to give that person a job, to let them earn money, to give them that family responsibility and empowerment is incredible. So we're not just about, please give us money. It's about giving people a hand up, not a hand out. And we found that it creates such cohesiveness, such positivity. And we obviously go to townships often because that's where our business exists. And there's a lot of negativity around the townships a lot of the time. You know, yes, sure, there's challenges there, but all I see when I go out is a lot of hope. There's obviously discomfort with what's going on in our country at the moment, but there's still optimism, there's hope, there's a way of people spreading that Ubuntu spirit, which, you know, you don't see often in South Africa. You see it very, very clearly in certain aspects of the work that we do. And that's what we try and create, is that opportunity, that hope, and that ability to say, well, we can make a difference, whatever age, wherever we live, we're part of the South African fabric.
And where do people find you on the interweb, Neil? Because I know, for example, a number of organizations, companies, as part of gifts, would then approach Relate and say, do you mind creating this sort of color scheme of beading because we want to raise awareness around that subject matter, or whatever the case may be? And that's how you get the support locally as well. How would people find you?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a website, www.relate.org.za. And we have, obviously, Facebook pages and YouTube channels and et cetera. People can find us at Relate South Africa. But I think it's ordinary people coming to us and charities coming to us. But I think the real glue, the real opportunity is our commercial partners and retail partners, where people can go and buy our bracelets. And there are many across the different aspects of South Africa, different retailers, but that's the scale opportunity in South Africa, with people able to get to our products and buy them and then give something back, wear a bracelet and show your commitment and support.
Wonderful work, Neil. Thank you very much. Neil Robinson is the CEO of Relate Bracelets.